This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matt Kibbe, who is the president and CEO of FreedomWorks, an organization that's been very influential in the Tea Party movement and just making sure that America knows just how much opposition there is to some of the big government agenda that we're seeing here in Washington over the past 15 months. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me.
It was really about a year ago at this time, right around Tax Day 2009, this whole Tea Party movement, vocal opposition to the agenda here in Washington really got going. What did you envision then, and how does it compare with what's going on right now?
Well, we saw signs leading up to April 15th of last year that the American people were going to show up like never before, but that was the day with nearly a million people organized across the country where the media and the establishment here in Washington started to pay attention. And since then, I have been amazed and overjoyed at the willingness of people to stand up and defend their country.
What do you think was the trigger? Obviously, right around then, of course, it was tax day. The stimulus bill had passed a couple months before. We were in the very early stages of the health care debate. What was it that really set off the powder keg?
I really think that the anger started in the waning months of the Bush administration over the Wall Street bailout. And there was a surprise to everyone here in Washington that was part of the establishment and pushing that first House bill failed. And it was an avalanche of calls from grassroots America. And then President Obama promised, as a candidate, to be fiscally responsible and transparent. That was his mantra again and again and again. And the stimulus was everything but that. And people realized that if they didn't show up, no one was going to defend the values of America, of limited government, of individualism that have made this country so great.
Since that time, of course, the president has gotten through on his major domestic initiative. Whether his party pays a price for that at the polls in November is yet to be seen. But what do you make of where you stand right now, given the fact that that's been approved, and obviously there are some major issues still on the horizon?
Well, if you look at some interesting polling that's come out recently, Rasmussen in particular, what you're seeing is a continued ascendancy of the support, American people supporting the values of the Tea Party, and growing opposition and growing disappointment in both the president, his issues, and specifically healthcare. Healthcare continues to gain water, and we have to make sure that November 2nd becomes a referendum on Obamacare, because we need public opinion to continue to understand what's going on. We need turnover in the House and Senate, and then and only then will we have a chance to get the Supreme Court to consider this, because it has to be repealed.
There are other issues, of course, likely to come down the pike. You have financial regulatory reform, the possibility of the government having greater latitude of taking over companies that it thinks are in danger. You've got the cap and trade debate, potential immigration debate, Supreme Court fight. Which one, if any, do you think could rile up the passions as much as the healthcare debate did?
Oh, I think, and you're going to hear this on April 15th, I think cap and trade is now our number one concern, because it is a massive energy tax on the working people. And importantly, and you got to look at this in financial regulation as well, it's a wealth transfer from middle-class America who drive to work and heat their homes to a special handful of corporate interests, and of course the government that's going to get that revenue, the offsets, the carbon offsets. We got to stop that, and I think the American people understand that this is a really bad idea. The same with there's going to be some massive tax increases that emerge with the expiring of the Bush tax cuts, with the new health care plan. There's a series of tax increases in there that people don't realize yet. And also they're talking about adding a value-added tax, which is the only difference between us and Europe and their size of government, is their ability to do this hidden, regressive, sneaky tax that's levied at every level of production. So by the time you buy something, you've paid a tax a dozen times, and that's what they're going for next.
We're talking with Matt Kibbe of FreedomWorks, and Matt, you alluded a moment ago to messages we'd be hearing on April 15th. Tell our listeners what FreedomWorks has planned and what the main thrust of the message will be.
We're running the Washington, D.C. event with a number of coalition partners, particularly the local Tea Party leaders from the tri-state area here in D.C., in Maryland and Virginia. And the message is going to be that we need to take America back. and that now that the Democrats have decided to force health care down our throats against public opposition, against this massive grassroots outcry, now comes accountability. And we also need to watch them on cap and trade, because they're going to try to do that. As the president said a couple days after health care, and he was sort of goading the American people, he said, go for it. So we're going to go for it. And I think we need to stop him, because he probably thinks, and I think Nancy Pelosi believes this as well, that they will lose a lot of seats in November, and they're going to try to jam as much through between now and then as they can.
Matt, a lot of issues in the past couple of weeks on the international stage. Is FreedomWorks focused on that as well? And if so, how does it feed in with some of the other concerns you've got on the domestic front?
We have our mission is to focus on domestic economic policy, so we have not focused as much on the international stage.
And in terms of what you have planned for the fall campaign, obviously tomorrow will be a major day for you, as well as some of these debates on specific issues, which we mentioned. What sort of organization do you have in place, even though the election's more than 6 months away?
Well, the great thing about the Tea Party movement and this massive grassroots uprising against big government is it is already organized in every community across the country. You know, Howard Dean used to brag about the Democratic 50-state strategy. This is a real 50-state strategy, and the effectiveness of this movement will not be defined by how many dollars we can raise. It's going to be defined by boots on the ground. And this is something that the left doesn't know what to make of, because when they do grassroots, it is genuinely AstroTurf. It is paid buses filled with paid union guys that show up and get out the vote. And that's a formidable force, except when it's confronted with the real thing. So I expect you to see a lot of surprises in November. States that weren't battleground states, congressional districts that weren't battleground congressional districts, are going to turn in our direction, and it's going to be an important take back for America.
Last question for you, Matt. There seems to be a divergence of opinion on what impact the Tea Party movement might have. Some say, well, the Tea Party is going to really help the Republicans this year in picking up vital seats in both chambers of Congress, as well as maybe some governor seats around the country. Others say, not so fast. This is a clarion call against politics as usual, regardless of who's doing it. So it could be incumbents across the board, regardless of party, who should be fearful right now.
I think the Democrats have done an excellent job of proving to the American people that right now, at this time in our history, they are the enemies of freedom. And the important thing to understand is that the Tea Party movement is in the process of taking over the Republican Party, and there has been some real accountability in Republican primaries already, particularly in Florida with the Marco Rubio ascendancy over Charlie Crist, who's a big government conservative. But the more important thing to understand is that the day after the election, that's when the Tea Party movement matters, because you can't just get people elected. You need to hold people accountable. And we don't trust either political party with unaccounted for power. And that's why this is a game changer that's going to make a fundamental difference, and we sure hope it does.
Matt, big day for you tomorrow. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Matt Kibbe is president and CEO of FreedomWorks. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.